SkyCity's Adelaide Casino cleared to retain gaming license. SkyCity Adelaide has been ruled eligible to keep South Australia's sole casino license after an independent review found deficiencies in governance and oversight connected to anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing, AML, CFT, obligations. The review's conclusion allows the venue to continue operations, though authorities are still considering possible enforcement measures. Liquor and Gambling Commissioner Brett Humphrey stated that the report's conclusions, alongside ongoing work by Consumer and Business Services, CBS, are under assessment to decide whether penalties or other regulatory actions will follow. The review, conducted by Brian Martin, a retired Supreme Court judge, also determined that SkyCity Entertainment remains fit to retain SkyCity Adelaide. The operator has pledged full cooperation with the commissioner and CBS in rolling out a multi-year plan aimed at boosting its AML, CFT performance and reducing gambling-related harm. Approved by the commissioner in the previous year, the initiative is due to be completed by June 30, 2027. Its purpose is to address operational and supervisory weaknesses identified through both the recent review and prior investigations. The review began 3 years ago, incorporating earlier investigative work carried out by CBS. Proceedings were temporarily suspended from February 2023 to June 2024 while AUSTRAC pursued civil proceedings in the Federal Court of Australia against SkyCity Adelaide over alleged breaches of Australian AML, CFT regulations. That legal action was distinct but related to the matters considered in the review. SkyCity promises new era of operations. Following the release of the findings, CEO Jason Walbridge said SkyCity accepts the conclusions and recognizes the failings identified in the assessment. He acknowledged that the company did not meet the required standards in critical governance and oversight areas and apologized for these shortcomings. The company reaffirmed its commitment to making the improvements necessary to meet all regulatory expectations. Although the review's outcome enables SkyCity Adelaide to keep its license, the continuing consideration of enforcement options means the casino will remain under strict regulatory monitoring. The findings highlight the need for strong AML, CFT systems within Australia's casino industry and the requirement for operators to maintain effective mechanisms to detect and prevent illicit financial activity. As South Australia's only licensed casino, SkyCity Adelaide holds a singular position in the state's gambling sector. The results of the review, together with the ongoing compliance program, are set to have a significant influence on the venue's operations and regulatory standing in the years ahead.